怒到日落，也不可给魔鬼留地步。从前偷窃的不要再偷，总要劳力亲手做正经事，就可有余分给那缺少的人。污秽的言语一句不可出口，只要随时说造就人的好话，叫听见的人得益处。不要叫神的圣灵担忧，你们原是受了他的印记，等候得赎的日子来到。一切苦毒、恼恨、愤怒、嚷闹、诽谤，并一切的恶毒，都当从你们当中除掉。更要以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。我们下边把时间交给 Joseph。
Now we'll give the time to Joseph.
Good morning.
大家早。
I praise God last week for my uncle's baptism.
我感谢主，因为上个礼拜我的舅舅已经受洗了。
I would have never imagined that he would be baptized like 10 years ago.
要是十年前的话呢，我一定没有办法想象我的舅舅竟然可以受洗。
But what is impossible with man is possible with God.
但是人看来不能，神在神看来却能。
Today's sermon is going to be about anger and forgiveness.
今天的这个今天的讲道呢，是要讲关于生气跟饶恕。
So I want to talk first about Jonah.
所以今天我要开始，我要先讲约拿的故事。
Now about 700 BC, there was a great city called Nineveh, and Nineveh is located in today's Iraq.
差不多祖前七百年的时候呢，有一个很大的城市叫做尼尼维，然后它是在现在的伊拉克的地方。
And it was the second largest city, second to Babylon.
所以它是当时呢在巴比伦之下的最大的城市。
But this city.It was full of people who commit great sins.
但是这个城市里面的人呢，都是犯了很多的罪。
So God told Jonah to go to Nineveh and tell these people to repent, or from their evil ways. Otherwise, God might overthrow their city.
所以神就跟约拿讲说，叫他去这个尼尼微的城市，叫这些人要悔改，否则的话，神要毁灭这个城。
Now Jonah didn't want to go there because he hated the people in Nineveh because.The people in Nineveh is regarded as enemies.
那约拿呢？他不愿意去，因为他觉得他认为在尼尼微的这些人是他的敌人。
He was actually would be glad to see that this city would be judged.
所以对他来讲呢，他要是看到这个城市受到神的审判的话，他反而会高兴。
But at the end, he reluctantly went to that city.
但是呢，最后他还是虽然不愿意，但是还是去了。
So you might say that Jonah was an angry evangelist.
所以我们可以说约拿呢，可能是一个生气的布道家。
Now after Jonah told the people of Nineveh what God told him, they actually repented.
所以呢，当约拿他去尼尼微城，告诉他们神要他讲的话语的时候呢，这些城的人其实真的悔改。
So God spared that city from judgment.
所以神呢，他就不审判这个城市。
But Jonah became so angry that he prayed to God to take his own life.
所以呢，这个约拿他其实很生气，他就跟神讲说：“你不如就把我的生命拿去好了。”
God did not take Jonah's life. Instead, he gave him a lesson.
但是神呢，却没有拿去他的生命，反而神给他的一个教训。
It was very hard, and God made a plant grow overnight to provide a shade for Jonah from the scorching sun.
所以当时呢，天气非常的炎热，然后神就让这个地上呢长出一棵树，然后这个一个晚上一夜之间呢，这个树就长得很大，所以可以给这个约拿有这遮荫的地方。
So Jonah cherished that plant very much.
所以呢，约拿他就很感谢这棵树。
But the next morning, God caused a worm to eat away that plant.
但是第二天早上，神就让一些虫子把这个树都吃了。
And Jonah became angry again.
所以约拿呢，他又很生气。
And then God said to him, "You are concerned about this plant for which you did not grow."
神就跟他讲说。这个树不是你栽种的，你还这么爱惜。
Should I not be concerned about Nineveh with 100,000 people who do not know their right hand from their left hand?
他说，更何况这尼尼微大臣，其中不能分辨左手右手的有120,000多人，我岂能不爱惜呢？
In Psalm 145, it is said that God is slow to anger.
在诗篇145篇里面说，神不轻易发怒。
This is a great lesson that God has taught Jonah.
所以这个是神他教导约拿的一个很大的功课。
This is also a great lesson for all of us.
所以对我们来讲也是一个很大的功课。
You know, some people are angry for a long time.
有一些人他其实常常在生气。
The problem with prolonged anger.I mean, everybody's anger sometimes, which is natural. But the problem is when we hold our anger over a long, long period of time.
其实我们人呢，自然的就是有些时候都会生气一下。但是如果你长久的在生气的话呢，就产生问题。
Because prolonged anger would lead us to bitterness and provoke us to sin.
因为你长久的生气的话呢，内心会产生苦毒。这样子的话，就刺激我们去犯罪。
Now you remember, right? Adam had two sons. One is Cain, and the other is Abel.
我们记得亚当他有两个儿子，一个是该隐，一个是亚伯。
Both sons made offerings to God.
两个儿子呢都向神献祭。
But God was more pleased with Abel than with Cain.
但是神呢比较喜欢亚伯的祭，却不喜悦该隐的。
And Cain was upset that God treat his brother better than him.
那该隐呢他就很生气，他觉得神偏心。
And Cain burned with an anger of jealousy for a long time.
所以那个该隐呢，他在内心里面呢，就因为生气跟嫉妒呢，在里面燃烧很久了。
And this anger eventually caused Cain to kill his brother.
那这样子的生气呢，导致那个该隐最后呢，是把他的弟兄都杀了。
Yeah, so anger can cause us to sin.
所以呢，生气、愤怒会导致我们犯罪。
When I was a teenager, I remember I met a boy named Mickey. He was a good friend of mine, and because he taught me how to play baseball.
当我是十几岁的时候呢，我认识一个朋友，他叫做 Mickey， 然后他是一个我的好朋友，而且他教我怎么样打那个棒球。
You might say that he became my best friend.
然后呢，其实我们几乎是已经成为是最好的朋友了。
And in class, I often help him with the math homeworks.
然后在课堂上呢，我就常常教帮助他做数学。
But one day he said something that upset me.
但是有一天他讲一些话呢，让我很生气。
It wasn't serious.But I became angry because I thought he was being unappreciative of my help to him.
那个其实不是一个很严重的事情，但是他让我觉得说，他对我帮助他数学这件事情呢，好像不是很感激。
So I did not speak to him for a few days, even when he tried to initiate conversation with me.
所以呢，甚至于他想，我已经好几天都不跟他说话了，甚至于他主动来跟我说话，我都不理他。
I thought by speaking to him, I'll lose my pride.
那因为我觉得我如果跟他说话的话呢，我就没有尊严了。
And after that, we were no longer friends, and we even view each other as adversaries.
所以我们之后呢，我们就都不再交往了，甚至于把对方看成是敌手这样子。
Few years later, he moved to a different school.
那几年之后，他就搬去不同的学校了。
But one day, I bumped into him in a track meet.
What's a track meet?
Like a track competition.
对呢，他就转学了。后来有一次我在那个田径赛的时候，我碰到他。
Yeah, we were both runners, you know, so that's why we met in this competition between schools.
哦，那我们都是很会跑田径选手。那个在校际之间比赛的时候，我们就碰到对方。
We say hello to each other and we spoke briefly together.
那我们就跟互相打个招呼，然后就讲了几句话。
But the conversation was very superficial.
但这个对话是非常的肤浅。
And our friendship could never be renewed again.
那我们的友谊呢，就再也不能再复合了。
Even to this day, I look back and I regret very much for what I had done.
甚至于现在，当我回想这个事情呢，我心里都觉得很后悔。
The friendship that I used to cherish, was destroyed by my own pride.
我这么珍惜的一个友谊，就因为我自己的骄傲，就这样失去了。
Yeah, sometimes anger is a reflection of pride.Jealousy and lack of peace.
所以常常呢，这个愤怒是我们里面的许多的反应，是我们的对不起，是我们像我们嫉妒我们的骄傲，还有我们的
lack of peace.
Lack of peace.
内心没有平安，就是导致我们愤怒。
Now when I went to college, I met another friend, also named Mickey.
然后我上大学的时候呢，我又碰到一个朋友，他的名字也叫做 Mickey.
One day he made fun of me so badly that I want to curse him.
所以有一天呢，他又开我的玩笑，可是他取笑我，很让我很生气，我都想要咒诅他。
But I fought hard and held it back.
但是呢，我很努力的告诉我自己说，就是不要这样子。
And our friendship continued through the college years.
所以我们的友谊呢，在大学的这个几年当中呢，都还能继续。
I'm so glad I held back my anger at that moment of time.
啊，我很高兴在当时呢，我没有发怒，我就把我的怒气抑制下来。
Now anger is often a response to injustice, humiliation, or betrayal.
这个愤怒呢，也可能是由于这个不公义。或者是这个羞辱，或者是人家这个背叛的的反应。
It is natural to feel anger when injustice occurs to us.
所以呢，当不公义的事情发生在我们身上的时候呢，很自然我们会生气。
Now anger can be passive or active.
那你的愤怒呢，也可能是被动的，或者是主动的。
In the case of active, the angry person can lash out verbally or physically.
那主动的生气呢，就是这个生气的人，他可以肢体上的或者语言上的呢，那个这个犯罪。
And when it is passive, the person can be silent, but there is a lot of tension.
那在这个被动的生气里面呢，这个人可能是都不讲话，沉默，但是呢，里面是关系很紧张的。
My wife Sarah used to give me the silent treatment when she was angry, and to be honest, I'd rather her yell at me than to be quiet.
那我太太 Sarah 呢，她以前每次生气的时候，她就不跟我讲话，给我沉默的对待。那我倒宁愿她是大声对我吼叫，也不要她这样沉默。
So now I understand how Mickey had felt.
所以我现在呢，就了解我十几岁的时候，我那个朋友 Mickey， 我不跟他说话的时候，他是什么感觉。
Now I'm very interested in health, and so I know that the human body can be measured by pH.
我对这个身体健康呢是非常注重的。那我自己也了解，那个我们的人的身体的酸碱值是可以测出来。
So the acid and alkaline range from 0 to 14.
所以酸跟碱的这个程度呢 ，pH 值呢是从0到14。
Zero is the most acidic, 14 is the most alkaline.
对，零呢就是最酸，然后14呢就最碱。
7 being the neutral.
那七呢就是中性。
Now, in terms of our health, the optimal pH for the human body is 7.4. So slightly alkaline, slightly more than neutral.
所以呢，对人体来讲，最健康的状态呢是酸碱值是 7.4， 就是有一点碱，但是不是太碱。
But the problem is that most of the food we eat today are acidic.
但是问题是我们现在所吃的食物呢，大部分都是酸性。
That's one of the reasons why there's so many diseases today.
那也就是为什么现代人有很多的毛病。
Not only the food we eat affects our body's pH, but also our thought and action.
那不光是我们吃的东西影响身体的酸碱值，连我们的思想跟我们的行动都会影响身体的酸碱值。
Okay, for example, white sugar is very acidic.
像举个例子啊，好像那个白色白糖是非常酸的。
That's why it's so bad for your health.
所以白糖呢，对身体健康是很不好的。
But so is overwork, jealousy, stress.And anger. This also causes our body to be acidic.
那还有什么是让身体变成酸性呢？就是工作时间太长，生气、嫉妒，压力太大，都会造成你身体过酸。
So to be healthy, we should try to eat more alkaline foods, such as surprisingly lemon.
所以呢，这个为身体健康着想，我们要多吃一些比较碱性的食物，好像什么呢？那大家可能会觉得很意外，好像柠檬就是碱性。
Lemon.Is acidic as we all know, but when you eat it, it makes your body alkaline.
柠檬吃起来很酸，但是吃到身体里面呢，让你的身体是变成碱性。
That's why you feel so refreshed, you know, after eat a lemon. Do you notice?
对，为什么呢？你吃了柠檬之后呢，整个人精神都来了。
Now, also prayer, peace, kindness, love, this also cause our body to be more alkaline.
那还有呢，祷告安全平安。这个恩慈还有爱也会让你的身体比较碱性。
So I'm trying to basically say that anger is bad for our health, whereas peace is good.
所以我想要表达的就是说呢，这个愤怒对你的身体是不好，但是呢，平安对身体却是好。
During the Cultural Revolution, many professors in China got demoted because of political reasons.
在这个文化大革命的时候，在中国，很多的教授就是因为他们政治的原因，就受到那个去除这个教授的名位。
And my father-in-law, you know, he worked in a college, and he told me that many people who suffer from this political persecution became angry for the injustice that was done to them.And eventually they get cancer.
那我的岳父呢，他告诉我说他自己本身也是在中国的大学教书，他说很多教授因为受到这个政治上不公平的待遇，心里面因为这样不公义就累积了许多的愤怒，那长久下来呢，很多都得了这个癌症。
So holding a grudge continually hurt our health physically.
所以你心里怀恨的话呢，你常常怀恨的话呢，其实是伤害你肉体的。
That's why in the Bible, Ecclesiastes chapter 7, it says anger rests in the bosom of fools.
这是为什么传道书里面讲说恼怒存在愚昧人的怀中。
Because anger hurt ourselves the most.
因为愤怒呢，所以身体的伤害是最大的。
Now why is it so difficult to forgive?
那为什么这么难啊、这个释怀呢？这么难啊、
forgive
原谅呢？这么、
yeah, I guess because it's human nature to see the specks in other people's eyes, but we tend to overlook the log in our own eyes.
那就是因为我们很容易看到别人眼中的刺，却看不到自己眼中的梁木。
And it is all, we also feel that it's our right to hold a grudge against someone who wronged us.
而且我们常常觉得说，我们本来就有这个权利，对于那些对不起我们的人呢，跟他怀恨。
They should be compensating us for the damage they have done.
因为这些人呢，应该要为了他们对我们做的这些坏事呢，受到处罚。
Yeah, this view may be justified from a legalistic perspective.
这种看法呢，可能在这个律法的观念当中是没有错的。
But the Bible said that we are no longer under law.But we're under grace.
但是圣经告诉我们说，我们已经不再活在律法之下，而是活在恩典当中。
Some people think that forgiving other people means that we're letting those who wronged us win.
那有一些人觉得说，我们要是原谅别人的话呢，就是让对方赢了。
Actually, the opposite is true. Because if we do not forgive, then we became the prisoner of our own resentment.
但是其实呢，其实恰恰相反，因为如果我们不能原谅别人的话呢，我们自己就成为我们自己这些恼怒悔这个恼怒愤怒的这个在这个监狱当中。
And then we will suffer.
然后我们反而自己受苦。
So when we forgive, we actually stop losing but begin winning.
所以呢，当我们开始原谅的时候呢，其实我们就开始不再输，我们反而是开始赢。
Now, in Ephesians chapter 4, it says that be angry, but do not sin.
在以弗所书第四章这样讲，生气却不要犯罪。
Do not let the sun go down on your wrath, nor give a place to the devil.
不可含怒到日落，也不可给魔鬼留地步。
Yeah, because prolonged bitterness and resentment in our mind would give Satan a foothold in our mind and lead to depression.
因为呢，你如果长久的这个内心有苦毒或者怀恨的话呢，你其实是给撒旦在你的心里面有一席之地。
And depression makes a person more prone to anger.
那这样子会造成我们的忧郁或者忧郁症。那你越忧郁的话呢，越容易让你自己造成愤怒。
Yeah, you recall the tragic incident in Virginia Tech this year.
记不记得在 Virginia Tech 的这个很悲惨的这个事情。
Yeah, the gunman was suffering from depression.
那这个凶手呢，他自己本身就是有忧郁症。
And you might say anger can cause depression, and you can say depression can cause anger, but it's a vicious cycle.
那你可以说生气造成忧郁，或者忧郁造成生气，其实这是一个恶性循环。
Yeah, and prolonged anger would cause us to sin, cause us to suffer, and cause strife.
所以呢，在你长久的生气呢，其实会造成我们去犯罪，造成我们对，造成我们生气，造成这个混乱。
I believe that medication would only help temporarily, but in the long run, only Jesus, God's Son, can free a person from the vicious cycle of anger and depression permanently.
我相信这个药物呢，只能一时的帮助这些人，但是只有主耶稣他赐给我们的这个平安，能够帮助我们离开。这个生气跟忧郁的这个恶性的循环。
In John chapter 8, it says that if the Son, Jesus Christ, frees you, then you are free indeed.
因为约翰福音八章里面这样讲，所以天父的儿子若叫你们自由，你们就真自由了。
Like you always hear that, you know, when people travel, people say, okay, travel light.
那你常常听人家说你要去旅游的时候，人家说哦，你不要那个包裹不要太重。
Life is like a journey, like a trip.
所以我们的生命呢，也好像是一个旅游这样子。
We have enough burdens and baggages in our lives already.
我们在生命当中本来就已经有许多沉重的包袱要背了。
We don't need to carry extra baggage of resentment and anger that will wear us out.
所以我们不需要再额外再找一些这个苦毒跟烦恼、怀恨的这些包袱来背。
In Galatians chapter 6, it says, "A man reaps what he sows."
在啊，加拉太书说六章这样说：人种的是什么，收的也是什么。
Now last year, my wife planted some pumpkin seeds in the backyard in the early summer.
去年暑假一开始的时候呢，我太太在我们的后院呢种了一些那个南瓜种子。
And afterward, we went to California for vacation.
但是之后呢，我们又去了加州去度假了。
I think it was about a month or so.
去了差不多一个月。
And after we returned from California, we discovered a huge plant that spread over the entire lawn.
所以呢，我们暑假回来的时候呢，发现整个后院呢都是长了那个大的那个一个大的植物，长满了后院。
And a few weeks later, a large and the most beautiful pumpkin emerged from that plant, totally by the grace of God.
所以那个几个礼拜之后呢，我们竟然发现有一个很大的南瓜在后院长出来了，这实在是神的恩典。
I recently learned that there are actually 400 kinds of pumpkins.
所以我最近才知道呢，那个有南瓜的种类有400多种。
There is Cinderella pumpkin, sugar pumpkin, white pumpkins, pink pumpkins, you name them.
所以呢，有那个灰姑娘的那种南瓜，还有那个 sugar 糖的南瓜，白色南瓜，粉色南瓜，什么都有。
So if you plant a Cinderella pumpkin, you get a Cinderella pumpkin. If you plant a sugar pumpkin, you will get a sugar pumpkin.
所以你种的是灰姑娘的南瓜，你长的就是灰姑娘的南瓜。如果你种的是这个粉色南瓜，就长出粉色南瓜。
So if you want forgiveness, you must sow forgiveness.
所以如果你想要收到饶恕的话呢，你必须要种饶恕。
In Luke chapter 6, Jesus said, "Forgive and you will be forgiven. Give and it will be given to you. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you."
在路加福音这样讲，他说你们要饶恕人，就必蒙饶恕；你们要给人，就必有给你们的。你们用什么量器量给人，也必用什么量器量给你们。
When we are easy on other people, then God will be easy on us.
我们如果以宽待人的话，神也会以宽待我们。
Yeah, in Matthew chapter 6, Jesus said, "If you forgive men their trespass, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you do not forgive their trespass, neither will your Father forgive your trespass."
马太福音六章这样说：你们饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必饶恕你们的过犯；你们不饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必不饶恕你们的过犯。
Now, if you read, do you remember there's a time when a paralyzed man was lowered from the roof?
我们记不记得有一个那个瘸长大瘸子的人从那个屋顶降下来？
And the first thing that Jesus said was you can walk. He didn't say that first. He said that your sins are forgiven.
耶稣看到他第一句话不是讲说你医好了你可以走。耶稣是说你的罪已经受到饶恕了。
And then Jesus healed him.
然后耶稣才医治他。
See, forgiveness is the beginning of healing.
所以我们知道说在医治之前是要有饶恕。
Now it's interesting that in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26, it says that be angry. He did not say do not be angry. He said be angry, but do not sin.
所以在以弗所书呢，这个他说生气，他没有说不要生气，但是他说生气却不要犯罪。
Because the reality is that we will get angry. That's just life.
因为呢，我们生命当中的事实是说呢，我们或多或少都会有生气的时候。
But the key is do not sin.
但重点是说呢，不要犯罪。
See, it is our thought and action.In response to our anger, that is important.
所以呢，其实是我们对于这个生气的这个想法或是行为呢，是比较重要的。
Like in Proverbs chapter 15, verse 1, it says, "Do not repay anger with anger, but a soft answer will turn away wrath."
在
Proverbs chapter 15.
对，Proverbs 箴言，在箴言十五章这样讲说，不要以生气。环抱生气，要回答柔和，使怒消退。
So for example, you know, when my wife Sarah is angry at me, and I become angry back at her, things would just simply get worse and worse.
所以呢，好像如果我太太 Sarah 她跟我生气的话呢，我也跟她生气，那事情就越来越糟。
But when I force myself, you know, even in my anger, to walk over and rub her arm and embrace her and say a few kind words, then she might say. Go away, I don't want to talk to you.
所以呢，但是如果说我止住自己的怒气，然后我到他身边拍拍他，然后那个抱抱他，然后跟他说一些话，他可能一开始会说你走开，我不要跟你讲话。
But if I persist, eventually she will soften.
但是如果我坚持的话呢，其实最后呢，他是会软化的。
I think that is the case with most wives.
所以我想，大部分的太太是不是都是这样的
？And a soft answer turns away wrath.
所以呢，回答柔和使怒消退。
Now, over the years, I've noticed that my wife Sarah is getting slower in becoming angry.
那在这个几年，在过去几年当中呢，我也慢慢注意到说，我的太太她越来越不容易生气。
And needless to say, I'm the one that benefit the most from this.
那这个可想而知，这个最受益处的呢，就是我。
I believe that is because she's been reading the God's word faithfully and pray faithfully and let the Spirit fill her heart. That's the main reason why she is full of joy and become less prone to anger.
那我相信呢，因为她常常读经祷告，然后让神的圣灵能够充满她的里面，所以她就有办法可以慢慢的没有那么容易生气。
Now, several years ago, a brother told the fellowship about his experience.
在几年前呢，有一个在我们团契的弟兄，他跟我们分享他的经验。
He said that one day he argued with his wife, and he was very harsh toward her.
他说有一天他跟他的太太吵架，而且对他的太太非常的凶。
He kept verbally attacking her until she cried.
然后他在言语上呢一直刺激她，结果这太太就哭了。
And then that day, he went to Toronto Chinatown and saw some chickens in a cage.
那当天晚上呢，他刚好去了那个多伦多的中国城，然后看到有一些鸡呢在鸡笼里头。
Yeah, only Chinese like their chickens alive. You know that, right?
如果中国人会那个喜欢活鸡，杀活鸡来吃。
So anyway, he noticed that there was one chicken, keep pecking at another chicken inside that cage.
那就发现呢，其中有一只鸡呢，老是喜欢啄另外一只鸡。
And after a while, this brother couldn't stand it any longer, so he started to shake the cage.
所以这个弟兄看了很受不了，然后就开始摇那个鸡笼。
But even after he shook the cage, that aggressive chicken just kept on pecking and pecking on the other chicken.
所以虽然他一直摇这个笼子，可是那一只这个很坏的鸡呢，还是一直在啄那另外一只鸡。
He found it odd because he knew that these chickens is not going to be around for long. They're going to be cooked for dinner tomorrow.
然后他就觉得这个鸡为什么这样表现呢？因为他们根本就活不长，明天晚上就被人家宰来吃了。
Yet they persist on fighting with one another.
但是他们却是坚持呢，要互相这样争斗。
Then it dawned on him that God was teaching him a lesson.
然后就突然想到说，哦，神是在教导他一个功课。
That we live on earth for only a very brief time.
我们住在这个世界上也是一个非常短暂的时间。
Shouldn't we live in peace with one another during that brief time that we're on earth?
我们难道不应该就在这个短暂的世上，暂留的时间，跟对彼此是和平对待呢？
And I think that brother apologized to his wife that night.
所以呢，当天晚上这个弟兄就跟他太太道歉了。
You know, it has been thought that anger and bitterness reside in the gallbladder.
有些人觉得呢，这个生气跟苦毒呢，是在我们的胆囊里面。
You know, chicken has gallbladder, but a dove does not.
所以鸡是有胆囊，但是鸽子的是没有胆囊。
That's why a dove would not attack back, because it has a very gentle spirit.
所以呢，鸽子是很柔和，它不会攻击你，因为他们是很柔和的。
Yes, the dove symbolizes the Holy Spirit, which is inside of all of us who accepted Jesus into our heart.
所以鸽子呢，其实是象征着圣灵。那对于所有受洗的基督徒来讲呢，圣灵都在我们当中。
The dove also symbolizes peace.
那鸽子呢，也代表了和平。
You might say that the opposite of anger is peace.
所以我们可以说，生气的相反呢，就是和平。
And Jesus is the Prince of Peace.
那耶稣基督呢，他就是和平之君。
If we allow the Prince of Peace to rule in our heart, then we can overcome our anger.
所以，如果我们让和平之君来管理我们的心的话呢，我们就可以战胜愤怒。
In Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, it says that be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God, and the peace of God, which surpass all understanding, will guard our heart and mind in Christ Jesus.
在腓立比书4章6节这样说： 应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神，神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
I think the key word in that verse is with thanksgiving.
所以我觉得这句话里面最重要就是讲到感谢。
That means we should thank God for everything, even for those who make us angry.
所以我们要凡事感谢神，甚至于这些惹我们生气的人都要感谢神。
I know it doesn't make sense to thank God for people who make us angry.
所以我知道呢，我们为了这个让我们生气的这些人还感谢神呢，是一个不太合理的事情。
But we must remember that the peace of God surpasses all our understandings.
但是我们必须要记得，因为神所赐的平安是出人意外的平安。
It is not easy to forgive.
这个饶恕呢不是一个容易的事情。
But if God requires us to forgive others, then He would empower us to forgive through the Holy Spirit.
但是如果神要我们饶恕的话呢，神会透过圣灵来帮助我们有能力去饶恕。
We should pray to the Holy Spirit, help us to stop feeling angry toward this brother or sister.
所以我们必须要向圣灵祷告，求圣灵帮助我们，不要对这个弟兄或者姐妹呢有这个生气。
Bless this brother or sister.
而且要祝福这个姐妹或者弟兄。
Let there be peace between us.
所以让我们之间能够有平安。
I think it would be important to understand, you know, the price that God paid to forgive us.
而且呢，我们必须要非常的明白，神他是付了什么代价来饶恕我们。
In 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 18, it says, "It was not by corruptible things like gold and silver that you were redeemed, but by the precious blood of Jesus."
在彼得一书一章十八节这样说：你们得赎不是凭着能坏的金银等物，乃是凭着基督的宝血。
If you had a son who got into trouble in some country, and he was sentenced to be executed.
如果你有一个儿子，假设你有个儿子，然后他在一个国外的地方呢犯罪了，然后人家定罪要把他处死。
And the government would not release him unless $1 million bond is paid.
那这个外国政府呢，他不会释放你儿子，除非你付这个100万的这个赎款。
You would be willing to give up all your gold, all your silver, maybe even become a slave so that you can come up with the money that you need to free your son.
那你愿意呢把你所有的金银财宝，甚至于连你自己都可以去当奴隶来赎回你自己的儿子。
That's because your son is more important to you than anything.
那是因为你的儿子比起你这些金银珠宝呢还要重要。
In the same way, we are more important to God than anything else.
那相同的，我对于神来讲呢，我们比其他的东西都还要重要。
That's why He is willing to pay for our sin with the very precious blood of His Son.
这也是为什么神呢，他愿意用他自己儿子的宝血来救赎我们。
Do you remember when Jesus was dying on the cross? He said that, "Forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing."
记不记得耶稣在十字架上的时候，他还这样祷告说：“原谅他们，因为他们所做的自己不晓得。”
Many people think that they means the Pharisees and Roman soldiers.
所以很多人以为耶稣他所说的这些他们是指的这些罗马的兵丁，还有这些法利赛人。
But they is actually us.
但是耶稣所说的他们，其实指的是我们。
Because Jesus went to the cross, for the sins we have committed.
因为耶稣基督上十字架是因为我们的罪而上十字架。
We are sinners, and often we do not know what we are doing.
那我们都是罪人，而且常常自己犯罪，自己不晓得。
And then when God hears His Son pleading for us, with His blood flowing down from His body, God is so touched. How could He not listen to His Son and forgive our sins?
神在天父在天上听到他的儿子自己已经挂在十字架上流血的时候，还为我们这些人代求，神难道心里不受到感触而原谅我们吗？
We are not redeemed by gold or silver. We are redeemed by the precious blood of His Son Jesus Christ.
我们得赎不是凭着能坏的金银等物，而是凭着耶稣的宝血。
For the sake of Christ's blood, God forgave us.
因为耶稣基督的宝血，神他原谅了我们。
In the same way, for the sake of Christ's blood, we should also forgive.
相同，因为耶稣的宝血，我们也要原谅别人。
You may not be able to forgive, but are you But do you wish that you can forgive?
你可能没有办法饶恕，但是你是不是希望你有能力可以饶恕呢？
Now we should be honest and acknowledge our hurt to God and say to God that we have a hard time to forgive.
那我们必须要对神坦诚，而且我们可以告诉神我们内心受到什么伤害。
And but we want to forgive and ask God to help us.
但是我们希望有能力去饶恕，我们要求神来帮助我们。
We might even pray that God will bless those who hurt us.
那我们甚至呢要为那些伤害我们的人来祷告，求神祝福他们。
But will God bless them to make them stronger so they can hurt us more?
但是神会不会就因为这样子就祝福他们，让他们更强大，然后来伤害我们更多呢？
By no means.
神不会这样。
More likely, God will bless them by providing them an opportunity to know God.
比较可能呢是神会祝福他们，所以他们有机会可以认识神。
Or bring them closer to God, which might involve some discipline.
或者是呢把他们带到更接近神，甚至有在肢体上面呢跟他们有些什么事情，所以让他们可以更接近神。
The fact is, we don't know how God will bless them, but we trust that God will bless them the right way.
所以我们其实是不知道神会怎么样祝福我们的敌人，但是我们知道神会用正确的方式祝福他们。
Yeah, as some of you might know, I had a bitter promotion experience last semester.
上学期呢，可能很多人都知道，我这个对于要升等的这个事情呢，有许多的苦读。
Yeah, last semester, my promotion to full professor was denied.
所以上学期呢，我想要升等成为 full professor 这个事情呢，受到否决。
The promotion committee actually voted in favor of me, 6-4.
所以这个这个升等的这个审判团，这个团呢，这些教授的这个团，他们其实投票呢是赞成我升等的。
But my dean ruled against me.
但是我的那个校长呢却是反对。
And I think one of the main reasons for that four minority members and the dean to rule against me is my past scholarship.
那我想最主要，我的校长还有四个其他的这个会员，他们。反对我升等呢，是因为我以前的这个学术的表现。
Yeah, the number of publication I have in recent years are very good, but the number of publication long time ago was not that strong.
所以我在最近六七年的这个学术发表呢，其实表现非常好，但是在六七年之前，我的学术表现呢没有那么好。
They just did not want to overlook my shortfall of years past.
所以这些人呢，他们就是不愿意。不看那个我六七年之前的就不好，就是成绩比较不好的表现。
Yeah, I've learned that people can be quite unforgiving.
所以我就发现说，人实在是不是一个很饶恕的人。
Even now, I'm struggling with some bitterness and self-pity, but by God's grace, these feelings are gradually subsiding.
所以由于这样子呢，我其实现在心里面还是有许多一些苦读，还有一些自怜，但是神呢，他一直安慰我。
You know, last semester I read the psalm a lot.
那上个学期呢，我读诗篇读很多。
And there's one verse that always, you know, that I remember, and that is, "Do not let my enemies triumph over me."
所以我读这个诗篇呢，有一句话呢，一直在我脑海中，就是说，不要让我的敌人战胜我。
You know, my failure to get promotion is not their triumph.
所以我没有得到升等呢，并不是这些人的胜利。
But if I let bitterness and self-pity get hold of me, then they would have triumphed over me.
但是如果我让这些苦读跟这些自怜的心态战胜我的话呢，那这些人他就真的战胜我了。
I'm learning to forgive the dean and those who rule against me.
所以呢，我正在学习怎么样饶恕我们的校长还有这些否决我的人。
I'm learning to pray for them.
我也学习怎么样为他们祷告。
I'm learning to talk with them and perhaps even smile at them.
我也学习跟他们主动跟他们说话，还是甚至跟他们微笑。
One of the reasons why I wanted that promotion is to glorify God.
那我很想要升等的其中一个原因呢，是因为我想要荣耀神。
I wanted people to see the power of God through my success in getting the promotion.
我希望在我如果成功得到升等的这个事情当中呢，这个世人可以看到神的能力。
But God wants me to glorify Him through forgiveness.
但是神呢，却要我透过饶恕来荣耀他。
But there's one thing I felt really bad.
但是有一件事情呢，我就做得很失败。
And that was my children pray for my promotion every day during last semester.
但是呢，就是我的小孩在去上个学期呢，每天他们都为我升等这个事情祷告。
Even my youngest daughter, you know, 6-year-old Hannah, she keep praying every day, "Oh, please let my daddy's promotion go through."
这甚至我那个六岁大的女儿，她也每天祷告说：“求神啊，你就让我爸爸升等，跟我赶快过，赶快打拿到升等吧。”
And I really feel bad because my children pray and pray, did not get the answer, and I'm afraid they might lose faith in God.
所以我很伤心，而且呢，因为我的儿女每天都为我祷告，但是神却没有应许，那我很怕他们就因此失去对神的信心。
And then one day, my daughter Victoria tried to make a deal with me.
所以有一天呢，我的另外一个女儿 Victoria， 她就想要跟我对，她就给我有一个打赌这样子。
I don't remember exactly what she said, but she said something like this. I would clean up or I would do this, okay, if you would do this for me.
Oh, 她说她其实跟我讨价还价。她说如果呢我做了这个事情的话呢，那你就要为我做那个事情。
Yeah, something like if you buy me this or something, and then I will clean up or do this for you.
就是好像说如果你买这个东西给我的话呢，那我就那个把我的房间弄整齐。
Otherwise, I will not do it for you.
那否则我就不要因为为你清理我的房间。
And then I remember something from this promotion.
那我就想起来，这个好像跟我的升等这个事情有关系。
And I said to her, God did not give me the promotion, but I still pray to Him and read the Bible.
然后我就跟他讲，神他没有让我得到这个升等，但是呢，我每天还是。读他的话语，而且对神祷告。
I still kept my faith.
我还是有对神的信心。
I thank God for giving me a lesson to learn and a lesson to teach my children.
所以我感谢神，在这当中呢，神让我学习功课，也可以经由这样子把这个功课教导给我的小孩。
The ironic twist was that my chairman, who supported me for my promotion, could not forgive the dean because he considered what the dean was has done was unjust.
那中间比较讽刺的呢是我的这个系主任他是对我是很支持的，然后但是呢他却不原谅我们那个校长，因为他觉得这个校长做了一个很不公义的事情。
He was so bitter that he would not even talk to the dean.
所以他很苦读，然后他呢也不要跟校长说话。
And so the dean asked him to step down as chair and asked me to be the new chair.
所以呢这个校长呢竟然叫他说不要叫他不要当系主任了，他反而叫我去当系主任。
And so now I'm promoted to be the department chair.
所以现在呢，我升等变成了系主任。
And I'm also become the chair of the governing board of this church this year.
那我呢也是我们教会今年的这个那个长执会的主席。
So I would like to say to my daughter Hannah, yes, Daddy, God did let Daddy's promotion came through.
所以我就可以告诉我最小的女儿。他每天为我祷告，我就跟他说：“爸爸已经得到升等了。”
I thank God for the promotion He gave me.
我感谢神赐给我这样子的升等。
And I thank God for the forgiveness He taught me.
我也感谢神教导我怎么饶恕。
In Ephesians chapter 4 verse 32, it says that be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you.
以弗所书四章三十二节这样说。并要以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。
The truth is that God forgave us first.
在真理当中呢，是神他事先饶恕了我们。
Okay, let's pray.
那我们一起祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for forgiving our sins.
主啊，我们真是感谢你，因为你饶恕了我们的罪。
Help us to be slow to anger and quick to forgive.
让我们慢慢的发怒，就是快快的饶恕。
Let your peace that surpass all understanding guard our heart and mind in Christ Jesus.
求你赐给我们出人意外的平安，并且保守我们的心。
Let this church be a church of peace and forgiveness.
让这个教会成为一个平安、有和平、有饶恕的教会。
That would draw people to your Son Jesus Christ.
所以我们可以吸引人来到你儿子的面前。
In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.
Hallelujah.